For those of you who have been with us for any length of time, you know we have we've covered this story of the forced unionization of home daycare workers here in Michigan. The workers were stealthily placed into unions, and the money which should go, that the state funnels toward the workers or the business owners, if you will, from the government funds, from our tax dollars, that should go to these people for care of the indigent, the needy. Part of that is being skimmed off and sent directly to the unions as union dues for these people. It amounts to several million dollars a year into union coffers. That practice is being challenged. In fact, the very organization of the union is being challenged by a number of these providers, represented by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. The case is currently awaiting action by the Michigan Supreme Court, and now the Mackinac Center has some more information on this. All along they've been looking for the link between the organization of these workers and the governor's office. And Patrick Wright of the Mackinac Center believes that he has that now, and he joins us on the other end of our line again this morning to tell us about it. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, Frank.
The information you got is available on your website, Mackinac.org, another good video piece by Kathy Hoekstra, in which she uncovered some video of Governor Granholm speaking to an AFSCME session, a convention, and talking about these home daycare workers. Let me play this very quickly.
In Michigan, because of the partnership between AFSCME and the governor's office, this means that 45,000 new AFSCME members, quality child care providers, will be on the ground providing care to children. That is great for our state.
All right. Well, those providers were on the ground in the first place. They were already doing their job. The only thing new is that there are 45,000 new union members. But the key is not that bit of rhetoric. The key is that the governor said our partnership with AFSCME made this happen.
Yeah, we've been looking a long time to try and formally tie the governor to this. We've long suspected that the governor and the executive office had a big role in this. And we had put together a few pretty good pieces of evidence. We thought we had a great circumstantial case to show it. And then Kathy Hoekstra was digging through some videos of the governor and found this. And, you know, this just absolutely is the bow that ties the Christmas present together. It's perfectly clear at this point that the governor was involved with this from the start.
Weren't there some other documents that would back this up as well?
Sure, there's some emails from some AFSCME officials saying that the executive office was involved. There's some things from in 2006 when Mott Community College was approached by Lieutenant Governor Cherry, who is a former AFSCME official from Genesee County where Mott is located. His wife is now currently on Mott's board. So you can clearly see perhaps why Mott was chosen as the person to work with DHS to create the fake employer, the Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council. We have a mailer from AFSCME in 2007 saying that they worked in partnership, but thanks to, you know, Governor Granholm's work, that they were able to get all of these people into the union. So there's all kinds of documents now at this point.
And yet, Patrick, your legal challenge has had trouble gaining any traction. The appeals court, as we reported earlier, we covered it when they did this. They dismissed the case without any comment whatsoever, and now you're awaiting a Supreme Court decision, state Supreme Court ruling.
Correct. We are at the Michigan Supreme Court. The Court of Appeals dismissed it in a single sentence. You know, I'm still trying to clearly understand why they did that. But we are very hopeful that the Supreme Court will give a solid review of this case. And if they do, we think it's almost certain that we'll be able to win.
Now, there are some who have complained this court has become more political, and one recent ruling that they issued last week before ending the term indicated that may be so. They ruled that pain and suffering damages could be paid in lawsuits now, and they reversed existing policy here in the state of Michigan on that. Could this sort of attitude impact your case too, or can you not talk about that because it's pending?
Well, I mean, whether or not they were right, this case, our particular case, is if they get to the merits, it's so strong and so clearly unconstitutional because the governor is not allowed to create her own legislation. That I hope that no politics could, no political things that people believe that happened could cause any problems. So I remain hopeful that we'll get an fair hearing and that everything will go well when they're up there. That the Kreiner case or the case that overturned Kreiner is what you're referring to, and I do think that you know that'll be interesting to watch some of the fallout. It's been something that the trial lawyers have been interested in for a very long time.
Yeah.
Ever since the case came out, I think it was in the late 90s, and the you know the insurance folks have said, and I believe the head of have said the insurance lobbying group has said that insurance costs are going to go up as a consequence of this. So you all just got a everybody who has insurance in this state just got a little bit of a rate increase thanks to that decision.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does this new information on the home daycare providers impact your case?
It doesn't impact it legally. It may impact it. You know, we're talking about whether or not what's happening is, of course, this is cases generated national attention at this point. And so the part of what the Supreme Court does when it decides whether or not to hear a case, it decides on how important it is, whether or not it's worth its time. And so when you have something where you've had national reporting, a lot of it, and you see perhaps that there's some involvement from the governor's office, that there's political party involvement, and perhaps not the most straightforward kind, it makes it more likely that the case is going to be heard. So we're hopeful that the awareness, the public awareness of what went on and what led to this unionization is going to make it easier for the Supreme Court to decide to hear the case. And again, once if they do take that step, we think we've got a very strong case.
All righty. We appreciate the time, Patrick. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Frank.
Patrick Wright, director of the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation. And if you want to see that full report, if you are interested in following the story even more, it's available at Mackinac.org, the report on the home daycare workers. That Kathy Hoekstra at the center, no relation to Pete, by the way.